Well, Alec, the local season is done and dusted now for the Northwest sides as we head into the summer months and we reflect back on campaigns that have went well for the respective clubs. As always, we'll start with senior rugby and City of Derry. They remain in All-Ireland League Division 2B. They also stay in the top flight of Ulster Senior League Rugby. Would everybody around Judges Road be content with how this latest campaign has gone?
Very much so, Oisín, because before they kicked off against Dungannon on the 31st of January and the All-Ireland League, they had lost 7 games and only drawn 1 and were sitting at the bottom of the table and things were not looking good. But that result against Dungannon on New Year's Eve changed things and they had another 4 wins after that. They did have a couple of defeats towards in the middle of that, but they did go down and beat Thomond, and of course the game in Skerries, the last game of the season, on the 15th of April, that was the one we're watching, and they came away with a losing bonus point, which is enough to see them right. Skerries won that game, which gave them 4 points, and it meant that Beckleth then finished below City of Derry and Skerries. Beckleth, unfortunately, they lost the playoff, but from Derry's point of view, it was a very close shave, because had they gone into the playoffs, who knows, it's a bit of a lottery at times, and certainly they'll be very, very pleased. Hopefully they'll get things in place very, very quickly and decide who's going to be coaching, whether McMaster's going to be staying or not, and they definitely need to recruit a lot of players before the start of next season, because you don't really want to go into the All-Ireland League again next year losing 4 or 5 of the first games.
Yeah, and there's another derby next year as well for them. Rennie have moved up into Division 2B of the AAL.
Yeah, Rennie were very consistent in that Division 2C this year. At one stage they were leading it, then they went down to second, and then they finished up in third. But they in the playoffs against Sligo and Tullamore, respectively, they got promotion last Saturday at Hadwick Park, and they will be absolutely delighted to get back up, because they worked very hard this season, and to finish, to be in the top 3 and to not get promotion would have been very disappointing for them. And as you say, that sets up a local derby against City of Derry. And I suppose from both clubs' point of view, it cuts down a lot on travel.
And Alec, I suppose the biggest story on the rugby front for the Northwest clubs was the performance of Oma this year. We've talked about it, of course, in recent weeks, where they had them fantastic results in the round-robin playoffs. And then last week, securing a move up into senior rugby. It's been a fantastic year for the County Tyrone side.
It has indeed. Almost 20 years on since they last played in the All-Ireland League for 3 seasons. And really, for a club 10 years ago that was really struggling, this last 7 or 8 years has been fantastic. The club has really come together. They decided to get a young side together. They got promotion 2 years ago up into Rugby Championship 1. And last year they won it, albeit by a point. But we're talking here against teams like Anstonians and Ballyclare and Carrickfergus, teams that have been there for a long, long time. And of course then they went into the Round Robin playoff. The first game up at Oma, the Malahide game, and Malahide, of course, they went on to win that, was close enough, and I mean, there was only 8 points in it at the end, and really there was 2 breakaway scores, but Oma came back strongly to get the 2 tries. They then went down to Ballinagh and won down there 10-6. No mean feat, because Ballinagh have been in the playoffs for a long, long time. And then, of course, the big game was Clonmel, the Munster champions, coming up to Mellon Park. They were favourites initially for this competition, coached by former Ireland number 8 Dennis Leamy. But on the particular day, it was very tight. At one stage, a penalty try brought Clonmel right back into the game. But in the last 20 minutes, Oma dominated and 2 penalties took them away. And of course, that then gave them an away match against Boyne, who finished second bottom in Division 2C. Boyne had been 6 years in senior rugby, and of course, you expected a lot from them. Well, really, at half-time, it was 7-6 to Oma. Boyne then took the lead 9 points to 7, but that was the end of their glory. Oma ran on over 4 tries. And I mean, when you consider that Oma won 29-9, outscored Boyne by 4 tries to 0, they fully deserve their status now in All-Ireland Division 2C. And I can assure the teams that are in Division 2C, from what I've seen over the last 6 or 7 weeks covering the Oma games, they are going to do very, very well, because they are a very good young side, a good pack and tremendous backs, and they'll only get better now with the confidence gained from promotion.
Well, they need to add a number of new faces, will they, Alec, if they are to try and stay in senior rugby?
Well, it's interesting you say that, Oisín, because Ali Beckett, their fullback, who will be one of the stars, was unavailable last Saturday, and young Chris McNichol came in at fullback and not only scored 2 tries but kicked 2 conversions. So it lets you see that the replacements there. I should add, of course, that the OMA second team won the top. They won the top league and the Ulster and the junior section. They finished on that. They're beating teams like Balmain seconds and all. So there is a depth and strength certainly in the squad. And you know, talking to the OMA boys, they reckon of about 40 players. Anybody who could turn out on a Saturday, and if they can maintain that and just add a couple more, things are going to be good for them.
Yeah. Moving away then from senior rugby and into the championship. In Championship 1 and 2, Coleraine and Limavady were both playing this campaign. How did they fare out, Alec?
Well, Coleraine, from the word go, really, they took a lead in this championship round about Christmas time. They had recruited strongly and brought in a lot of players from senior clubs, and although I saw them beating Limavady narrowly, but they had some very good results, and they now find themselves back in Rugby Championship 1 where they had been for a long, long time. And it'll be interesting to see just how they do, because it's a big step up. From Limavady's point of view, Mark Nicol, the former City of Derry coach, he took over as a coach this season. They finished fourth. After a season, I think you would call it up and down. They had a very good result against CA, some very good results, but towards the end of the season, they lost two or three games by about 3 or 4 points, which really took them away. But to finish in the top four, I think they'll be very happy. And with two teams being promoted now up into the Championship 1, that gives them a great opportunity next season to have a go and see how they could do in the top three. In Rugby Championship 3, Strabane had a new coach, Paul O'Kane, who was a former Limavady coach. He came to Strabane, and certainly he put a lot of structure into the team. They had a very, very good start, winning about the first 5 games. Things petered out a wee bit towards the end of the season because players were injured, but they still finished, you know, in fourth place in that particular league. And Letterkenny, of course, they're in that league as well. They finished sixth. Saw them a couple of times. A lot of new players being introduced from their very successful under-18 team, and I think next season they will be looking forward to that as well. Donegal Town, of course, in that league as well, and they had their usual season, winning, sort of losing and winning, but you know, it's very difficult for them and the travel they have to do, and they do have this problem that a lot of clubs have a players not being available all the time. But nevertheless, they fulfil their fixtures, and that's very important. Should just add it, you know, when I said about Letterkenny and their young players, their minor and youth rugby teams are still going as strong as ever, and they reached quite a few finals in both the bowl and plate under 18 competitions. And Cavan, who finished about 10th in the Rugby Championship 3, surprised everyone by getting to the final of the Gordon West Cup and defeated the PSNI, who were strong favourites at the Kingspan by 16-13. So from Cavan's point of view, a lot of players there will never get an opportunity to play at headquarters again, and I'm sure they'll be absolutely delighted.
Okay then, Alec, just finally on to the regional rugby, where a number of North West teams were involved there as well, and as the season comes to an end, there was quite a few of them who had long campaigns.
They had indeed, the rugby regional. Yeah, it was Letterkenny seconds. They finished up third in that particular league with Finn Valley, who have you know, developed greatly, and it's great to see that they have continued to fulfil all their fixtures and added players to their squad. They finished in sixth, and then Strabane just behind them. But when I say Letterkenny were second, you know, we're talking here finishing behind Ilma and Enniskillen, thirds, who are very strong sides, and you know, it was good competition for any of those young guys playing second 15 rugby, and I'm sure next year they'll benefit. But it's important from Letterkenny and Strabane's point of view that their second 15s are mature and develop, because you know, injuries on their first team, and you need players who have a wee bit of experience moving up.
And Alec, Inishowen were also involved in regional rugby.
Yes, Inishowen once again in rugby provincial section 5, you know, competed all season and finished in mid-table. And they've had their second 15s played some friendly games as well, which is good. But once again, you know, they have a bit of a problem of trying to get the same team out each week. But nevertheless, when you look at it, they never cry off any matches. And certainly, I'm sure they're still enjoying the rugby down in Carndona. But, you know, as long as John Merritt's in charge down there, rugby will flourish. And hopefully that they get a few more players in next season.
Just finally, Alec, before we let you go, there's of course a number of big games coming up now over the course of the next number of weeks involving Irish sides, and there is the Champions Cup final to take place as well. I suppose, who are you tipping for the Pro 12, and who are you tipping for the Champions Cup?
I think, Oisin, it would be very hard to look past Leinster at the moment. I mean, unfortunately, after the debacle that Ulster had last week against the Ospreys, I mean, this game, the game on Saturday at the Kingspan, will be very disappointing from an Ulster point of view, and very much disappointing from Ruan Pienaar's point of view. You know, to think that such a great player who's given such great service is going to be playing in a nothing game. Because if they'd beaten the Ospreys in this match against Leinster, would have meant so much. A lot of injuries, and I honestly believe Leo Cullen, and you wouldn't blame him, will probably put on a B side, but a B Leinster side are still good enough because they have qualified. But it's just a pity that the showpiece game of the season now means nothing as far as the Pro 12 goes. Obviously, Munster will have a home draw as well, and it'll be interesting to see who finishes second and third, depending on what. But Leinster, you know, they'll play the fourth, and Munster will play the third team, which could be the Ospreys or it could be the Scarlets. But having said that, I will be very, very surprised that the Pro 12 final at the Aviva Stadium isn't Leinster against Munster. But I have to say, Oisin, I have to go for Leinster, despite the fact that, you know, as you well know, I'm a great admirer of Munster. In the Champions Cup, Saracens against Clermont Auvergne, I really do think it again. Saracens under Mark McCall, not the most classy team to watch or anything, but the way that they go about games is very professional. And Clermont Auvergne are going to have to play really, really well. You know, they got through against Leinster, but they weren't that convincing. And when you think that before Christmas that Ulster put 39 points on them, you know, it's a very unpredictable game, as you know. But if you, to be honest with you, I'm saying to you, Leinster for the Pro 12 and Saracens for the Champions Cup.
Okay, Alec, many thanks for your contribution throughout the season, and enjoy the good weather in the summer months and the time away.
Thank you very much, Oisin.